Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. The scriptures read as follows: The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The word of the Lord is blessed. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter your holy presence this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the privilege of prayer, the power of prayer, and the prevailing spirit when we pray. For your word declares that the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. God, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for blessing us again to see another day loaded with benefits and new mercies. Lord, we thank you that you're our great shepherd. Father, throughout this year, you blessed us, you led us, you forgave us, you healed us, you restored us, you wiped away our tears, and you commanded us to stand still and see your saving power. You caused blessings to overtake us. You covered us with your love and grace every day. You gave us hope in the midst of every trial, and you rebuked the devourer for our sake, and we celebrate you. God, you're great, and you're greatly to be praised. We praise you for life. We praise you for your grace, your mercy, and your faithfulness toward us. We take time right now to look back and to remember all that you've done for us as we stand on the threshold of a new year. Lord, we praise you. God, we thank you for making a way for us. We simply praise you at your throne of grace. And Lord, we thank you for everything. We thank you for your loving kindness, your favor. We thank you for being our wise shepherd when we were foolish. We thank you for extending mercy when we deserved to be punished. God, we thank you for your grace. We praise you and we thank you for healing our bodies. And we thank you for opening doors and closing doors. And we thank you for leading us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. God, we thank you for delivering us from the snare of the enemy and from every secret scheme. We thank you for standing watch over your word and being so faithful to perform it. We thank you for watering our dry places and for commanding a blessing and for commanding a harvest to be produced based on the seed of your word. Lord, our testimony is that you are a faithful God and you are a holy God. We declare that you won the victory for us and you did it for your name's sake. And you did it because you love us with an everlasting love. We praise you for every angel that you assigned to protect us in all our ways. We thank you, God, for our health and strength and for abundantly supplying resources as we've handled kingdom business in the name of Jesus. So we shout unto you this morning with a voice of triumph. And God, we declare that it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise and worship this morning to say thank you. God, we don't have words adequate enough to praise you and to thank you for all that you've done. So we give you glory. And according to the scriptures, we enter your courts, Father, with thanksgiving and with praise. And we thank you for moving even now in the midst of this worship. Lord, we pray that you touch our hearts and purify us in your presence. Touch our minds and remove every unclean thought and every unpleasing habit in the name of Jesus. We thank you for changing us under this anointing, and we receive your spirit and the healing stream that is flowing right now. Thank you for healing our minds, for healing our emotions, and God, for causing our minds to line up. You commanded us to let this mind be in us that's also in Christ Jesus. So God, we thank you for elevating us, for meeting us where we are, but not leaving us in that place. But God, your love lifted us. We thank you for renewing us and for transforming us. We thank you for maturing us in this season, even for the lessons that we had to learn, the things that we had to go through. God, we praise you because we had to go through it. Nobody else knows what you're doing because you're the God who created a good work in us, and you're faithful to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So thank you for character and strength to stand, even when others judged us and had comments about where we were in our lives. God, it was you who was faithful. You met us in our secret place. And we thank you that you're the God who knows all about it. And God, we thank you for your plan, that your plan is to lead us to a good and expected end, because we're called according to your purpose. And we thank you for your purpose in us. We thank you, God, and give you praise for every light affliction that calls us to come back to you and to dwell in your secret place. We give you glory for everything that we had to go through this year that prepared us for our next level in the kingdom. So we declare right now that we believe what you think about us. We believe that we are redeemed, we are healed, we are free, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We are chosen, we are forgiven, we are cleansed, we are holy, we are royal priesthood, we are called by your great name, Lord. We are changed and cleansed from all unrighteousness. We believe what you've said about us. We are people of faith, and we are abundantly supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We are living miracles. We are blessed and highly favored. We are anointed, and we have eternal life right now. And God, we praise your holy name. As we live by faith today and look to the new year, we declare by faith that we will walk through open doors in the name of Jesus. We will proclaim the gospel and preach the word with power under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We will cast the devil out of every area of our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit, because God, you've given us power over all and authority over all the power of the enemy. We will prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. We decree and declare that there should be no lack in our households, and we shall have godly relationships and marriages that reflect your love, God, flowing through our hearts. We will forgive those who have offended us as we keep our minds focused on you, Lord. We shall witness you turn things around in our favor as we walk upright before you, because you decreed in your word that you would not withhold any good thing from us when we walk upright before you. So we thank you for the power of your word. And God, we will tell a dying world about the saving power of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that we will be debt-free and good stewards over all that you have charged to our hands. We will walk by faith and not by sight. We shall live with great expectation based on your word. And God, we shall let our light shine, and we will make a difference for your kingdom as we live. We will fight the good fight of faith in every situation. And we shall reflect your glory as living epistles to be read of men, because your word has been written on the tablets of our hearts. We shall call on your great name, God, and ask that you send help from your sanctuary and strength out of Zion. We will follow you, Lord, because you are our shepherd, and a stranger's voice we will not follow. Our prayer, God, is that you be magnified in us. Even now, Lord, we ask that you prepare our hearts for the great things that are to come. Prepare our minds to think kingdom thoughts and to understand your kingdom ways. Prepare our mouths to speak words of life that will edify others and give you praise. Prepare our feet to walk where you have ordered our steps and to swiftly move away from paths of destruction. Lord, we pray for a praying spirit today. We ask that you remove pride in every contrary way from us. Help us to surrender now and always to your will. Lord, we pause now to surrender. Have your way. God, have your way in us and be glorified. We belong to you and we surrender under this anointing. We rebuke self-deception as we lay bare before you. We surrender all as we bring the sacrifice of praise to you this morning. And we thank you for changing us as we lay down every hindering thing that comes against the great plans that you have for us next year and in the future. God, we thank you for touching and restoring broken things in the name of Jesus. We speak to broken dreams, broken hearts, broken hopes, broken finances, broken ministries, and broken faith and broken relationships. And we declare by faith that the broken things and the broken places will be restored under this anointing as we pray by faith. Lord, cause us to walk into the new year whole in the name of Jesus. As we praise you, God, we ask that you cause walls to fall, walls of pride, walls of stubbornness, walls of resistance, and God, walls of the Jezebel spirit. Cause those walls to fall that your spirit may prevail. Lord, prevail in us. Lord, win for us. Lord, win in us as we push back against the things that caused us to be broken and hurt. And Lord, we ask that you release your anointing oil. And we thank you now for refreshing and restoring us this morning. Thank you for healing us. And thank you for healing us from the place where the breach, the hurt, or the injury occurred. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for reaching back in us right now to heal us at the place where the injury occurred, at the place of separation, God, where we lost focus, where we accepted a lie and the deception that was sent to pull us off course from the destiny that you preordained from the beginning. Lord, let your anointing flow back to the place where the breach occurred and heal even now. Root out the pain, the seed of the breach, every cord of wickedness, and every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Right now, we pray that you restore joy, remove shame, rebuke the spirit of condemnation, heal the broken places by your great power. And God, we pray right now against the mundane spirit, the apathetic spirit, the trifling spirit, the spirit of making excuses, because we can do all things through Christ who enables us, who empowers us through the anointing. So God, thank you right now for your anointing that destroys the yoke, that destroys the excuses, because we are living for your glory. Your glory is connected to every life, to every believer, to everyone in the prayer line under the sound of my voice. God, thank you. Supersede our agendas that your glory may prevail. Refresh our minds, refresh our attitudes, refresh us in the spirit. And God, cause your people not to be ashamed. Give us victory, God, even in areas where there seems to be no way of escape. We thank you that the giants fall, walls fall, and victory comes, God, because you are the God of the victory and you've never lost a battle. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because no weapons formed against you shall prosper. God, we ask that you arise today. Let your enemies be scattered, and we praise you now, God. We ask that you cause our enemies to be confused and cause them to bless us. Touch their hearts so our enemies will abort their evil ways. Yes, we pray for our enemies in this season of transition, because some of them must be present to see the great table that you have prepared for us in their presence. Our prayer is that all men and women will know the saving power of Jesus Christ. And God, we ask that you cancel every demonic assignment as you cover us by your saving power. We ask that you reveal every controlling spirit, every conniving spirit, every rebellious spirit, every, God, we give you full legal authority to complete the good work that you started in us. We ask that you release the vision. We ask that you release finances, release the land, release promotion and jobs to the kingdom, Father, saints who have been faithful to prayer, faithful to living upright before you, faithful to tithing. God, you promised to open up the windows of heaven and to pour out blessings. So we stand and we anticipate. We believe at your word, and we speak against doubt and any thought that comes to say that it won't happen. We decree and declare that it will, because you are faithful, God, and you've never fallen short of your word. We've fallen short of your glory, but God, you've been faithful. You've been a God. You've done exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And for that, we give you great praise. So we ask that you place peace in our hearts, place patience in our hearts. And God, we look to you, and we stand ready to see what you shall do. And we decree and declare that it shall be great, because you're the God of great things. And God, you're able to do all that we have prayed according to your word by faith. Now, as we leave, Father, your throne of grace, but never from your presence, we simply ask that you lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, we submit to your leadership as you guide us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Give us wisdom to stay focused on your agenda and not the agenda of any man or any woman. God, help us to focus on your word that we would not be deceived. And God, we trust you at all times, even when life does not make sense. We declare that our life and times are in your hands. God, you gave us the gift star within us. God, you place your word in us, so we submit our lives to you and ask that you direct us in paths of righteousness. Lead us to divine relationships, and God, help us to do things that are, Father, to your glory. And God, we ask even now that you bless us. And God, we thank you for being so faithful to us. We can't praise you enough, but we commit our lives and times to your hands, and we thank you for giving us new visions and dreams that shall manifest in due season. Lord, we declare that you are the source of our strength and the strength of our lives. And to you, Father, we decree and declare that you are our God and you are a faithful God, and all the glory belongs to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Saints, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. And if we ask that you join us, if you're able, on New Year's Eve for our 7 o'clock worship service as we celebrate the Lord for his faithfulness toward us. Our God is faithful. And we ask as you go forward this day that you walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that God is faithful. And there are still blessings that will manifest in 2016. So anticipate to see God's faithfulness. And as we anticipate the new year, let's not remember 1 second of this year, because there's still some things God will yet do for you in the name of Jesus. So celebrate him, praise God, and we give him praise right now for the victory and for the manifestation and for the great and wonderful things that he shall do this day in Jesus' name. Amen.